Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Glad that you tuned in with us today. And today our guest is Donovan Stewart, and he has been known in the previous two programs as the chaplain of the Lexington Police Department. But he also has planted a church, and the reason I wanted to have him on today again is to talk about that, because I really think that they're one of their core values and one of the main focuses of their church is about missions. And in fact, they've got a really cool project that they call the Commonwealth Mission Movement. Donovan, can you share a little bit with us about that?
Yes, sir. So our church, we planted in February this year, the Mission Church of Lexington. And one of our main objectives is what we call the Commonwealth Mission Movement. Our dream is that every 3 years that we as a local church are able to equip and to empower and to resource a church planter to send out from our church to plant a mission church of, fill in the blank, of every significant community of the Commonwealth as those years tick by. I got a buddy, a friend of mine, who will be called into our congregation in November. So the time will start ticking, Lord willing, in 2 years, which will be at a three-year mark for our congregation. We'll be able to send him off to Georgetown, Kentucky, for the Mission Church of Georgetown. And then we will continue that process ourselves, as well as that new mission church. So we'll have a multiplication process taking place. And we want to build a network, a family of mission churches all across the Commonwealth and beyond, because we believe that's where the true hope is, the local church sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to a lost world that needs that hope that can only be found through Christ.
Well, obviously, the majority of the people that listen to our program are people of faith, and we understand that, and we're glad for that, because we want to help encourage them and to help them grow in their faith. Yet, even though we're, quote, still in the Bible Belt with Kentucky, and right on the border there, especially the northern Kentucky, the Mason-Dixon line and all that, but the sad part for me is that, and you probably know more research because I've been out of full-time ministry here for 3 or 4 years, but less than half of the people in this area go to church on Sundays or have a church home. Is that still accurate information?
Yeah, it's I don't know the exact numbers, but statistics are very high that a very small percentage go to church on a consistent basis. And even those who do go to church, the description of consistent has differed. It used to be, as many of us, every time the hinges on the door squeaked, you were there. And now it's if someone goes 2 times a month, they consider that a consistent member of a congregation. It's just really hard to build depth of relationships in a church and to be known and to make known the way that you have to for spiritual formation with such sporadic commitment to the local church. Local church isn't everything. We can have a relationship with Christ without the local church, but I don't think we can be obedient in all the areas that God wants us to be obedient in. Local church is necessary for our faith development when it comes to serving and being served, as well as serving and loving others, being under authority, accountability, and encouragement to face both the highs and lows of life. So I believe that the local church and the gospel of the body of Christ is the hope for mankind, and it's not something that we can just take lightly.
No, we really can't, and I think that's one of the things that I'm reminded of as I crossed over the age of 50 threshold 3 years ago, and I just thought, okay, you know, what will my life be known for when I, you know, do get to go see Jesus? And it does, it just kind of grieves me to think that even here with so many churches already, there's still a lot of people that don't have a church home. So there obviously is a place for other churches, new churches. There's lots of different ways to communicate the gospel. Of course, one of the bigger things, the message doesn't change, obviously, but maybe the method. And right. I guess I will say more with the music in, maybe on one hand. I know that's always a sensitive area, but just tell us a little bit about, you know, why you decided to plant the church that you did.
Well, as we mentioned before, you know, there are a lot of church buildings in Fayette County, but one of the truths that we were talking about is if everybody in Fayette County woke up this Sunday and said, hey, I want to go to church, there wouldn't be enough space for them all. And as we know, not every church is necessarily squared away on the doctrine and the truth of Jesus Christ quite the way that maybe we would like. So we wanted to build a Bible-based, mission-minded church for God's glory. You know, we want to start with the Bible being the foundation for all that we do, for our every part of our faith and our life as a congregation, as families, and as individuals. And then mission-minded, we want to be outward-focused. As a leader of our church, I talk about how we want to make decisions based on those who are not yet here, not based on the people who are already inside of the body of Christ. We're there as the church to reach out, to embrace others into relationship with the Lord. And then we want to do everything for God's glory. It's not about us. It's not about making a big deal or a name for us. It's about making a big deal about God and making sure the gospel, the good news, is being heard by as many as possible. And by God's grace, that's what He has been doing through us as a local church. We have been committed to giving from the beginning 10% of our offerings straight to missions. So I consider that we're a tithing church, if you will. Straight to our mission board to support missionaries locally and around the world, and good, strong seminaries and ministry endeavors. And we also have big dreams, not only the Commonwealth Mission Movement, but for us to be going and doing missions both locally and abroad. So we're excited. That's the catalyst behind what the Mission Church is, helping people take their next spiritual step of obedience in Christ. So wherever they're at in that faith journey, that if it's before they've made a commitment to Christ, that's their greatest need. And then wherever they're at in their walk with Christ, they take the next step of obedience. And we want to be there to support and encourage that. Our tagline as a church is find your why. We want people to find why they exist. Why are they here? It's more than just drawing a breath and drawing a paycheck and making it through life. It's about knowing God and being known by God and to enjoy Him with a personal relationship. And then define their calling inside of their vocation many times, whatever they're doing. They don't have to be a pastor or a missionary. It can be a carpenter. It can be a doctor. It can be a salesman. Whatever it is, you use that for God's glory and you're a witness and testimony for Him. So we're trying to equip people and empower people to be effective with that.
Well, I think that's one of the things people, I love what you just said there, that, you know, what is your why? And, you know, not everybody can preach or sing, teach, whatever, you know, those things that maybe are, quote, on the stage or in front of a classroom. But everybody does have some gift. And I think, you know, one of the gifts that's so overlooked by a lot of people is just two gifts, actually, to me. One's the gift of hospitality, mm-hmm. and just, you know, being able to host people in their homes. I mean, they have a beautiful home, but they just love to have people in and, you know, snacks, and mainly just make it a warm and welcome environment. And then the second thing is, you talked about, like, with sales, I had a guy that I had a singles ministry when I was on staff at Northeast Christian Church. He said, man, I want to help, but I travel a lot and stuff like that. I said, well, here's two things if you could do. I said, one, while you're driving, you know, several hours a day, call people and just check on them in the ministry and just say, hey, how you doing? You know, mischief. They weren't there on Monday night. We met on Monday night. And then the second thing is inviting people.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just do those two things. And it was amazing. I mean, we got a little singles ministry. It started off with 6 people, and a year and a half later, we're running like 80. And a lot of it was because of this guy. And, quote, he was a salesman, but he used that gift of being able to talk with people and the travel time to be able to call and check on people or text them as time went by, and that became more popular. So, you know, we all have different gifts, but unless we ask why, we don't know, do we?
Absolutely. That's true, yes. Yeah, so we're just looking for opportunities in our normal traffic patterns of life. The neighbors you have, the friends you have, the coworkers you have, the person you see at the laundromat or the grocery store, that you're being a witness to them. It doesn't mean you have to go through all the Romans Road or some prefabbed plan, but you're giving them something to think about. You're lifting the name of Christ up in your normal conversations, not forced, but that it's just clear that you're walking with Jesus and there's something unique about you. Your words of encouragement, your acts of kindness, your hospitality. That's something I've been thinking about as our church. You know, we talk about the church should be like a family. I change that a little bit and say the church should be a family, not mm-hmm. just like one. And families are a little bit splintered and fractured these days. A buddy from church just recently, this past weekend, went to a family reunion. And he said, boy, it used to be 100 people there. Now there's 30 or 35 of us. Mm. And I can echo the same thing. I can remember Christmases with my family back home when there'd be large gatherings. And now it's hard to get people together just because life is so busy and people are so separated. So the church can fill that void. That's what the church offers. We're not a business, but if we had a product that we were making available, it's relationships. First of all, it's a relationship with Jesus Christ, but secondly, it's a relationship with each other. And I really think those relationships should be multi-generational, multicultural, multi-economical, that you have people inside of your church that are from all different walks of life with the same common need to know and to love Jesus and to serve him, that you're moving in the same direction. I'm thanking God that the Mission Church of Lexington is developing that in our new but growing congregation. People from all stratosphere of cultural backgrounds and influences, yet we have the same common denominator. We love Jesus, we know him, and we want to make him known to the world around us.
Well, that's definitely, I love the enthusiasm, the passion that you have for that. One of the final questions I want to ask you here in our time, but what are some of the things that, that has helped you grow in your faith? Okay, you know, obviously, I mean, you've seen a lot, you've been through a lot, but what are some things, is there, you know, things that have happened, books that you've read? I mean, first and foremost, obviously the Bible, but just share maybe a little bit what's helped you in your spiritual growth.
Certainly the standard answers are important, you know, church and Bible reading and studying, meditation, memorization, prayer. But the big thing for me has been relationships. I believe that everybody needs to have three kind of relationships. You need to have at least one Paul, at least one Timothy, and at least one Barnabas. We know that Paul is someone who's a little further down the spiritual journey than you are, that you give the freedom and the green light to speak into your life. I have two or three of those myself that I asked intentionally, speak into my life, ask me the hard questions. Then we all need a Timothy, someone that we may be a little further down the road in, and that we're able to then speak into their life, that we're able to minister to them and encourage them and help them and even challenge them at times. And I'm grateful for those. It's called discipleship. And then you need to have some Barnabases, those people who are beside you that encourage you in the process. I consider, Greg, you one of those for me. You're a Barnabas to me. We're in this journey together. We're walking hand in hand spiritually. We're trying to do the same thing, move in the same direction, trying to make the kingdom of God known to the world.
Well, amen for that. And, you know, pastors need encouragers and people in ministry. And I consider that with you, too. And you've been a blessing to me. Well, if people, they hear like, wow, man, this Mission Church of Lexington, I like this. Where do you guys be? What time? Share that information.
Sure. So we currently meet at the FOP Lodge, Fraternal Order of Police, which is located at 1097 Duval Street, which is basically the intersection of Tate's Creek and Man of War. We have our worship service at 10:30. Before that, we usually have a breakfast. But 10:30 Sunday mornings, we meet at the Mission Church of Lexington, which is the FOP Lodge there on Duval Street. If you want to look us up online, it's the missionchurchlex.org, missionchurchlex.org. Check us out on Facebook. Follow us there. It's exciting times. This past Saturday, we had five Follow the Lord in Baptism. Filmed that at our mother church, and then we watched it on Sunday and had a lady join the church Sunday, and just excited for what God's doing. So certainly, if you're looking for a good, local, loving church that's Bible-based, mission-minded, come on out. We'd love to minister to you.
All right. Well, man, thank you so much, Donovan, what you're doing both with our police force plus with Mission Church of Lexington. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Donovan Stewart. Not only is he the chaplain for the Lexington Police Department, he is the founding pastor of the Mission Church of Lexington. So you heard all those great things about it. If you don't have a church home, you ought to go check them out. I hope you'll join us next time. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.